This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, now it's quiz time here at the Marketplace Morning Report, and joining us is our quiz master, Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief at The Globalist. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy. So my question, let's go back to 1892,
okay.
Century and a quarter backwards. Which of the following institutions has seen the fewest changes in its leadership, whether it's CEO or something like that? So A, the Catholic Church. B, IBM, C, the U.S. presidency, D, General Electric, or E, to throw in some global element here, the British prime ministership. Where have been fewest office holders since 1892, 125 years?
Well, backwards. I definitely don't think that it's the British prime minister or the U.S. president.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. I think that the Pope could be the Catholic Church. Why don't I go with the Catholic Church?
One would think that, right? Because we've heard that in 598 years, this is the first guy who retires.
Yeah.
But they've only had 10 pontiffs, but the answer still is wrong. So there's something else there that has
had. So we have to go to corporate America then, and I'm going to go with GE.
Pope Geoffrey. Geoffrey Immelt is only the ninth chief executive of that company. He took over a few days before 9/11 in 2001. The company has been around since 1896 on the Dow Jones and is the one and only that's been hanging around that long. They are more popish than the Catholic Church in terms of the longevity of their chief executives, which in corporate America is truly a rare feat since we always hear about a hire and fire economy.
Not although I don't think that they send off a plume of white smoke out of 30 Rock when they get rid of their CEO. But I don't know. We haven't seen it in a while,
There's
I guess.
More to come for drama on the corporate CEO field. So that's maybe a suggestion that they'll take up soon.
Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief at The Globalist. Thanks as always.
Good to have been with you today.